This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. There are a number of stories from which we could pick today. UNM talking about cutting four sports, lawmakers suing Governor Martinez again, and Albuquerque crime statistics. We'll choose UNM Athletics for now and talk about the suit and crime stats next week. UNM Athletics, as we've covered, is in financial hot water. They've been running a significant deficit every year that now totals nearly $5 million. Cutting some of the sports, particularly four not associated with the Mountain West Conference, will take care of part of that. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The athletic department, which has 22 sports now, has missed their budget 8 of 10 years, and the region said no more. After substantial meetings with Athletic Director Andy Nunez, new President Garnet Stokes met with the regents in a special meeting yesterday and came out with an agreement to cut beach volleyball, men's soccer, skiing, both men and women, and cut the rosters for men's cross country and track and women's swimming and diving. There are currently about 66 students who compete in those sports, which would go away next June. But they would, if they're on scholarship, be guaranteed those until graduation. Cutting those four sports and reducing the numbers in the others won't bring the department the cuts needed to meet the university's payback plan and will require more tweaking and support. More after this. The other problem the department is facing is a Title IX disparity. Title IX says there has to be equal opportunity in sports for both men and women. Men's sports outweighed women's, thus the problem. The plan, as laid out, would only cut $1.15 million of the $1.9 million needed, but they expect to be able to do more cost-cutting and raise revenue from the sports they keep, like basketball and football. Stokes and Nunez also said they could change some of the accounting by doing things like moving the debt service for the Pitt remodel some $1.76 million a year from athletics to the main campus. They also have suggested raising fees for athletics as a revenue measure. Add to their woes, things like the demands from the politicians, like Congresswoman and gubernatorial candidate Michelle Lujan Grisham, who want detailed financial information before a final decision is made, and it's tough. She said in a letter to Nunez she hopes they will retain and support all sports. State legislators are getting inundated with calls from constituents who want them to intervene and keep the four sports, at least. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Some state lawmakers, like Mark Moores, Republican senator from Albuquerque who played UNM football, said politicians need to stay out of it and let the university management do their jobs. Not bad advice. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.